This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Sensitive area around Eric, but I wanted to ask you, or tell you and get your reaction. I think J.J. Watt is really good.
Me too.
Do you?
Yes.
I liked him a lot. That means that we listen to the TV broadcast.
Oh, awkward now. I know.
Because to listen to the radio broadcast and watch TV means I'm two plays apart. We've been down this road. Don't need to start a whole thing. But I like J.J. Watt.
Here comes the lecture. Eric's going to tell us, like, my family, they do it. They try, you know, my friends, people who care about me will make the effort to sync it up, but we can't be bothered.
That's right. Yeah. Not at home.
Those that support me, yes.
Right. I'm just kidding. Eric, let me just ask you this in a real way. So here's J.J. Watt, right? I mean, he's off the field and in the booth, and it's nice to be a star like that. He sort of just jumps right in. Seriously, how much of being good at your job in the booth as a color commentator, do you just sort of have it? Do you have to? There's obviously a lot to learn, I'm sure, but do you feel like guys who are great at it, including yourself if you wish, are just sort of natural most of the time? Or is it something where you've really got to grind to figure out how to do this well?
Well, if that truly was a compliment, thank you for saying that. But I think there is a natural aspect of it where you kind of have the gift of gab. You're comfortable on a mic. You have a sound knowledge of football. But you have to have a knowledge of football that you can relate to people. I always say, like, the best broadcasters can take their football 401 knowledge but present it in a way that it's football 101 for the listeners. Or if you're going to present the football 401 knowledge, can you explain it in a way that you just now made the audience smarter and not just completely lost them? And I think some people have a natural knack for that. I think Greg Olsen does a great job of that. And oftentimes it's easier to do on TV because you can show them on a teleprompter. Yep. For me, on a radio broadcast, it's often those instances for me can often come in situations. Hey, the Bills are on the 45 here. It's 3rd and 4. If they run the football here and don't get it, Sean McDermott likely told Joe Brady before this play, you have two plays to get this first down. And so and that might not be a perfect example of football 401 knowledge because that might not be that extreme. But, you know, early on with the, hey, Sean McDermott's calling a timeout here to create a snapshot, which the obvious thing would be, okay, we saw what they were in. Now I can coach up my guys. Sean also might be thinking, I might have just got them out of their top play call in this situation by calling a timeout in a critical situation where this defense is on the field. So a little bit easier to do on TV when you have a teleprompter to be able to explain, you know, maybe schemes and whatnot, which I can't necessarily do all the time on a radio broadcast. But to circle back on your original question, I think some guys have a knack for it, but it's certainly something you have to work at. And then I would say most, if not all, great color analysts have a great play-by-play guy. On the radio, I'm at the mercy of, you know, John Murphy and now Chris Brown. And luckily, I hopped right in the booth with Murph, the consummate professional. And then in his absence, Chris Brown steps right in and picks up admirably and does a great job. So to me, you know, the Jim Nances, the Chris Fowlers in college football, those guys allow for a Tony Romo or a Kirk Herbstreit to transition into the booth a lot easier because they can set them up in ways to make them successful.
We don't have to stay here for much longer, but I'm enjoying hearing you talk about your process and making these points, Eric. One of the things I like about Watt, and not he's not the only exception. Jonathan Vilma, I think, was in the booth in the Spain game. So you've got, but a defensive guy, like a lot of guys doing your job are offensive players, you know, quarterbacks, linemen, offensive linemen. I just like from a defensive perspective, Watt's area of expertise, I just think it sort of sets him apart a little bit.
Yeah, oftentimes the offensive guys are smarter, and so they'll transition better into the booth. But no, I hear your point there because they're going to see the field differently. And that's, you know, as an offensive lineman, no one wants to hear me talk about the pass rush every play. So I have to train my eyes. And over time, it's become a lot easier to watch more of the ball or the secondary or the routes on the outside that's going to speak into what most fans want to hear. Now, my expertise is line play and protections and, you know, maybe defensive schemes and how we would scheme a run play or a protection. And so I don't want to completely, you know, take myself out of that because that's going to be some of my strong suits, but also understand that most fans want to know about what's going on with the football, the pass game, you know, the playmakers out there.
I would just add to what one of the things I liked about J.J. Watt was when an announcer has the ability to zoom out, you know, not just play to play. This is what happened there. Here's what's happening now. But zoom out, like what's happening in this game. And at one point, he asked you, like, this is the Sean Tucker game. Like, somebody has to be, like, intelligent enough to, like, not always be fixated on how a team lined up or how they were able to execute a play. But just, like, back up. Collinsworth, I think, is good at this. Like, last night, when was it when he started to harp on, Goff ain't got it. Like, it wasn't that far into the game where he's like, this is not going to work. And I think an announcer is good to be able to do that, you know, to sort of take stock of the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, Eric, this spins nicely into the game, you making the comment about, you know, line play and, you know, blocking and the pass rush, because early in this game, you know, we came into the game knowing Todd Bowles and his reputation, and we know that the Bills have had, especially like in the Atlanta Monday night game, trouble with a team that is blitzing them, which is insane to think about because Allen earlier in his career had just eaten, most of the great quarterbacks do eat the blitz alive, but they were having trouble with it. And then the game starts and you've got the two-handed chest heave from the end zone. And Allen explained after the game that I think he made a mistake and slid the protection the wrong way or something on that play. And that resulted in the pressure. Why have they been having, prior to, like, you know, the rest of the game, I think they did a good job handling it. What changed in that respect, and why have they been having, in your view, so much trouble with blitzes this year?
Yeah, I mean, from what, you know, I wish I was in the meeting rooms to be able to give you a better answer there, other than the fact that at times it seems like that the defense is getting us to where they're essentially fooling Josh on the protection. And you know, at times, Josh may want a free rusher to some one side, and so he can beat him with the throw on a hot, just knowing that, you know, schematically, you shouldn't be able to do that if we have guys over here. So I'm going to slide it to where you should be coming from. Oh, you came from over here. I'm going to beat you with the blitz. I'm going to beat you with the ball and the blitz. And we just haven't seen that enough this year where we're, you know, making teams pay with those hot throws. And then, you know, I would say when, you know, defensive coordinators are scheming up the Bills, and what we've kind of heard is we're getting a lot of stuff that maybe they haven't shown on film and they're saving it for the Bills, understanding that they're going to have to probably do some different things to slow down this offense. And, you know, you look at the Miami game a week ago and whatever, but as a whole, people have a tremendous amount of respect for this offense to where they're giving us some different things that maybe they haven't seen on film. So then early in the game, you have to get to the sideline and say, okay, this is a new look. This is something they haven't shown. We need to now be prepared for it in this instance. And hey, they got us, but let's not let them keep getting us with this.
So, Eric, I think, you know, you would probably be aware a lot of our days are spent, really, the conversation seems to always get to weapons with the Bills and whether their offensive philosophy is right for a team trying to win a Super Bowl with this great quarterback. I'd say yesterday's game was largely a wet dream for those fans. If, you know, the defense's performance notwithstanding, what do you think? Is this like the new Bills again, even without Coleman, Kincaid? Shakir goes 1 for -3. You really revamped what they're doing in terms of pass receivers and do so to the tune of 44 points. I know short week here, but does the meter move for you on their offense from yesterday?
I would say so. I think they just got into some different elements out there. When you have the running backs with over 120 yards receiving, okay, maybe we need to lean into them a little bit more in the pass game and some, you know, two design screens for Ty Johnson, which we haven't seen many of those this year. You have the schemed play to James Cook for the touchdown off the play fake with the orbit motion, which we've seen them throw that swing screen out to the right so many times, and Josh goes back to the left and hits James Cook for an open touchdown on the wheel route. You know, with this cast that we have at, you know, the receiver position and in the pass catchers that we have on this roster, especially with Kincaid out and Shakir obviously in a bunch of pain yesterday, we were going to have to do schematically some different things where we got the running backs more involved. And then Josh had a couple off script plays where he hits, you know, Shavers down the field, almost hit one to Curtis Samuel where it's a long play action pass and he's not open on the over route. He points him down the field, almost hit another long one there. And, you know, that might be what this Bills offense looks like. And when you have 17, you could win doing those types of things.
Yeah. Are you one to welcome Chaos Josh back to the party here? Because that yesterday was not, I wouldn't say it's like a, you know, museum quality, right? Like he had some misses. You just talked about one of the ones to Sam. It was a windy day too, in his defense. But it was kind of a funny game in that he scores. You know, he's responsible for 6 touchdowns, 3 rushing, 3 passing. You get these big chunk plays. A lot of guys on the stat sheet with 20 plus yard receptions in the game, which has been pretty rare for the Bills. But it comes with, you know, there's a couple of turnovers and there's a little harried Josh in there. But all in all, I think a net positive. How do you feel about, like, Chaos Josh being back?
I mean, you know, you got MVP Josh Allen at quarterback. At times, you're going to need to lean into that, especially when you looked at the way the run game wasn't effective early on. I think the ideal formula for this Bills team is a balanced attack. And that doesn't mean, you know, run the football 50-50. It's just a balanced attack with the offensive line you have with James Cook. But, yes, give me that type of Josh Allen, especially on a day where the run game was struggling to get going in essentially a must-win game to keep somewhat of a pace with New England. And, you know, you got to stay in the wild card even if you can't catch the Patriots. And so, you know, at times you're going to need chaos. I like how you say chaos. You're not going to get me to start calling it Chaos Josh Allen. I'll say vintage Josh.
Okay, all right.
Where,
all right.
You know, I heard someone call that interception early on in the game, 2018 Josh Allen. But to me, Josh can do special things on a football field that not most can. And when the run game's not there, give me that guy out there making plays like that anytime.
This is pretty, you know, specific. There was one play where Deion Dawkins got called for a false start. And I'm not sure I'm right here. I wanted to ask you. So it looked like maybe he was just going to try to draw the edge rusher offside by quickly pointing, but he moved his leg.
Right.
So they called the false start on him. But could you just sort of, I mean, it's so like this now. Teams are just trying to game the rules constantly. But did you remember this play, Eric? And do you think that Dawkins was trying to get I think it was 3rd and 6 maybe, trying to get the 5 yards by just sort of like lifting up and pointing to the side just to try to see if he could get a reaction?
No, I think Deion flinched prior to that and realized he was likely going to get called. When he flinched, the defender jumped in the neutral zone, and so he pointed like, no, it was him. He
right.
made me jump off sides, but
right.
Deion
okay.
had flinched first.
Okay. That could be a move, though.
Yeah, he was trying to game the system.
That could be a move, Eric.
That's what the
Well, I'll say this. On the road, and we might have talked about this in the past, but on the road, I would handle the silent cadence. And so if it was on a double count, which might be two head bobs or me twist my head or whatever it may be, I would put my head down, pick it up, and right as I would normally snap the ball, I would take my left hand, which is not on the football, and say, Mike 52, and I'd point as fast as I could to try and get a guy to jump off sides. We were playing the Jets in 2014, the year before Rex Ryan came over, and I got – it was 3rd and 14, and I got the defensive line to jump 3 times in a row on that, and we get the first down. Me and Rex's first conversation in Buffalo in person, he asked me, how did you get them to jump 3 times? I got to know this. I tell him it was 3 different things. One was a yell. One was a point. And the third one, I, like, squeezed the ball with my right hand. Like, I just subtly flinched my right hand on the ball to get him to move. I got the nose guard on that. And Rex thought it was hysterical that I used 3 different tactics to get his defensive line to jump off 3 plays in a row.
Which of those 3 should have been penalties? The third one, right? I mean, I think I've seen centers dinged for that, like a
moving the ball
movement.
Subtly. Yeah.
But you can jerk your head up as fast as you want, and that's nothing.
So they try and police that pretty good. Now I would go up to the officials before the game, and I would say, "Hey, if we're on the road, hey, have you seen my our silent count on film?" Whether they have or they haven't, they'll always tell you yes, because they don't. They either have seen it or they don't want to admit that they haven't seen it.
Right.
And so then I would say, okay, is there anything that stands out to you that could be a penalty? They generally say no, and I'd say, okay, make sure you warn me then if I'm coming up too fast, if I'm flinching or anything that you see to be egregious. It's just our cadence, so I don't want you to flag me without a warning, if that's all right. And they would generally work with me in those situations.
See, that's really good. You're gaining leverage just by asking that question about whether they've watched film.
I would do that with our alignments as well before the game. I'd go over to the officials and say, hey, are our tackles lined up correctly from the film that you've watched? Like, I'm building them up. I know you've studied for this game.
Yep.
Are our tackles in the proper positions? Yes. Okay, well, you tell me first if they're not. That way I can get them up on the line, receivers lined up on the line of scrimmage as well. I learned early on in my career that referees are humans as well, and they want to be treated as well as we all do. And I thought I was Mike Krzyzewski early in my career yelling at officials, and I would get flagged all the time. And then I started having a different approach where I would know their names before the game. I would go up and introduce myself, explain situations like I just told you. And then all of a sudden, I just got a lot more warnings. Hey, 70, watch that left hand. Oh, I got you. I'll take care of that for you.
Yeah, good.
I mean, savvy.
And you became a known player. I mean, you can't get away with this as a rookie so much as when you're 6-7 years in the league, probably.
Right. Speaking of 6-7
yeah,
years.
I didn't want to hear it from a rookie, for sure.
Yeah, 6-7 years in the league. Eventually, you became a leader on the Bills when you were playing, Eric. As someone who was in that kind of a role, this Keon Coleman situation, with him being benched for this game, we heard some tough comments from Deion Dawkins after the game about it's time to grow up. Your reaction to Coleman and how you think it might be handled internally from here?
Yeah, I mean, I saw Deion's comments and I thought he handled it well. You know, the spotlight is on he needs to grow up. The conversation that he had prior to that was talking about, hey, I talked to him and told him we need him and he understands that he needs to be better as well. You know, and, you know, those instances would happen with us. You know, we had guys that would be routinely late and we'd have to say something and be like, hey, like, we're relying on you and you're costing our team here by getting suspended or getting benched for a quarter or whatever it may be. I remember Marcel Darius got benched at one point for being late too many times. And, you know, you got to talk to him and say, look, you're costing all of us. This is costing you a bunch of money as well, and your reputation and potential future earnings and all that, but you're costing the team as well. And this isn't just about you here. And so, you know, it's a shame because this is a guy who we need to be a player. I mean, with the way that with as many guys as we have paid on this football team, we need our top draft pick from last year's draft to be a player for us. And we talked about it on the roundtable yesterday, and there's a quote that always sticks with me, and it's how you do one thing is how you do everything. I don't know Keon Coleman as a person. From all indications, it seems like he's a really good dude, seems to have a fun, charismatic personality. But my perception of him right now is you're an unreliable teammate because you can't do the little things. So how do we rely on you on game day? And you have a fumble earlier this year against the Patriots, and you're not producing at a high level. And to me, it likely stems from a lack of accountability.
Eric, before you go, do you know how many sacks Myles Garrett is up to?
Ooh, I don't. I'm going to guess 14.
15 sacks in 10 games. So
I knew he had 4.5 the one game. He either had 4.5 or 5, and it was the most sacked by a player in a loss ever.
Right. He had 5 against Drake May 3 weeks ago. He had 4 yesterday against Baltimore. So he's got 15 with 7 games left. The NFL record is 22.5. This is a record that they're going to be gunning for. The Bills are there in 5 games. I wonder if that ends up being the one. But, I mean, he's on a better pace than even that. He's going to smash the record on this pace. He's getting 3 in every 2 games. So, pretty. I mean, I don't know how many people are aware of that because Cleveland is so bad. But 15 sacks in 10 games. 9 in the last three.
Myles Garrett, I mean, I just have so much respect for him because he's the most talented player on the field almost every single week, and he also plays with an extremely high motor. That combination does not always happen. And at 6'4", 6'5", 290 pounds with his athleticism, I mean, he's a monster out there, and I'll give him credit because they have not put a ton of pieces around him, and it's a losing organization that doesn't have a lot of hope right now, and he's out there crushing it. You know, all that talk this offseason where he wanted to play for a winner and all that, you know, I guess I'm glad he's not on another AFC team, you know, that could be hurting our potential playoff chances. But that's a guy that would look really good in red, white, and blue.
It's time to go, but I'm going to force this in. Do you think Burrow comes back now at 3-7? Does he play ever?
I'll guess yes.
Okay, I think I would too.
I don't have any information on that.
Why wouldn't he? You know, well, I know why he wouldn't, but is that the kind of, is like a career threatening injury or something like that?
If he's recovered, you know, not rushing, you know, then I think you come and play.
Just for the better draft pick, they don't need to draft a quarterback, so I would bet that he does also.
Yeah, and you got, you know, you're not necessarily worried about the turf toe re-injury, you're worried about a lack of mobility and him getting crushed and something else costing him games for next year.
Right. Thanks, Eric. We'll talk Thursday.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, it's our man Eric Wood on the Wester Hotline. His appearance on WGR brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com.
We'll get Sal Capaccio's take on yesterday's Bills win, plus the injury news of the day after the update. The Sabres are home to Edmonton tonight, pregame at 6. We'll have time for your calls, too, between Sal and the pregame show. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Bulldog gets the win, picking the Bills minus 5.5. Went up.
Yeah.
Got some closing line value.
I had it on FanDuel at 6.5 yesterday. I should have bet it on Friday when it was 5.5. Not that it mattered. It covered.
Did not end up mattering.
Regardless.
Wasn't a rocking chair.
No.
Close game. Fun game with the Bucks. Sal Capaccio with us now on the West Her Hotline. Is fun a good word for yesterday? We wanted fun. We wanted not everyone, but the Bills to sort of return to the, who cares about turnovers life. And they did that in the end successfully.
Thought yesterday was fun from a standpoint of a really good football game. It wasn't really fun, I think, if you were kind of riding the emotions of the Bills, you know, particularly, or even the Buccaneers, I guess, especially. It was a fun game. It was a fun game. And, you know, it's one of those back and forth games with two really, really, really good quarterbacks and good football teams. And in the end of the day, you know, the Bills made a couple more plays.
How has today been? What is the reaction to the Keon Coleman benching, Sal? Like, it couldn't have gone worse for him. I mean, they got off in their passing game in a way that they have really been unable to almost entirely this season. So, that's not in his favor. Just your reaction to what everybody said about it and even what today is like regarding his immediate future.
Well, there's a lot there, so let's just kind of walk through all of it. Starting with, you know, beforehand and learning that it happened and he was not going to play, and then seeing what the, you know, active list and inactive list was at 11:30 and that became official. And then you wonder how the Bills are going to play it. And you're right, Bulldog. I mean, at this point, after watching that game, let's be honest, didn't the offense look better without Keon Coleman and with Tyrell Shavers and Gabe Davis? I mean, it's just reality. It did. Doesn't mean it has to be like that all the time. But from field level, I will tell you, you know, there were just times where I felt the offense seemed like it was more fluid, and when Josh Allen broke out of structure, more specifically in these instances, where guys just became available more, and he trusted where guys were going to be. I remember one play specifically, Gabe Davis just sits down in the zone. He's right there. Josh calmly throws it to him. Josh was rolling right on a play. We saw what happened with Tyrell Shavers and, you know, getting down the field on that particular play. Shavers tells us after the game, that's not even what he's really supposed to do, but he had to improvise there because he saw what was happening with Josh, and he understands, you know, what Josh is doing, and that's what you mean. That's what it is. When I mean not supposed to be what he's supposed to do, you have certain rules in scramble drill, and, like, he had to break his rule in that particular instance, but it turned out to be a touchdown, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, it just – you're right. It didn't go well for Keon Coleman in that regard, which is, hey, you know, I mean, at this point, honestly, like, is the missing ingredient on the boundary Tyrell Shavers? I'm not kidding. I know it sounds weird to say, but Tyrell Shavers played well. He's a guy, he's got some speed, he's got length, he's got hands. And, you know, they played him yesterday as much as any wide receiver. He had the most snaps on the team, him and Khalil Shakir. Everybody was right around between, I think Gabe Davis was 41%. Everybody else was 49, 50, 51, somewhere in there. He was right there at the top of the list. And he played well and did a really good job. And we know what he's like on special teams and blocking and all those kinds of things that really matter to this coaching staff. I thought Gabe Davis played well. He gets in there. He has four catches. There are three catches, 40 yards. It's a nice line. And then after the game, we meet with we see Keon Coleman coming out of the locker room, stop him and say, hey, you know, do you want to talk to the media? And to his credit, he did. And he just kept reiterating. He took accountability, which, you know, is nice. He kept reiterating, just have to be better, have to be better. And you know, that's right, but it's got to be better. And it hasn't been. And then I said to him, when did you find out you weren't playing? He said, well, I knew right away because you can't keep making those mistakes. Well, if you know that, then why are you making them, right? I mean, I guess at this point I would say, from what I know about Keon Coleman, how I've covered him, getting to know him, and from what people have told me, he is a fantastic young kid. Like, he's got a great personality. He's a good kid. He isn't mature enough, and he isn't taking this job. He isn't professional enough yet, I guess is the best way to put it, and that's where the disconnect is right now.
Well, it's not all coincidence, but for Sean McDermott to have Shavers produce on this occasion with Coleman benched is just what he would love to advertise about what he's trying to do. And Bulldog and I on postgame sale, I brought this up. It's a nice, even though he's so open, it's a nice catch by Shavers in the end zone. I mean,
yes, it is.
The ball is not tight. And, you know, he's got to think about his feet, and he catches that ball with his hands out in front of his body, the wind and everything. So that's one where, I mean, he makes the catch. If he doesn't, it's going to look terrible. It's going to look like an awful drop. But I think it would have been pretty easy to drop given, you know, all the conditions. And in the end, you get McDermott gets the perfect case study, I think. Not that I know Shavers to be an angel or anything, but
the ball finds he who works hard. He's got an opportunity to say that, which, you know, I don't take it as a jab at Coleman directly, but maybe it is.
Maybe it is, because even if Coleman, like, not that he's been great, but if they don't have that game with maybe even Shavers contributing like he did, then it's going to be scrutinized, you know? Like, okay, well, guys miss meetings, but we still want the best players on the field, right? And because of Shavers, in part, what happened yesterday, there is not that criticism today.
That's right. And it just reinforces, right, the message, right? So you're right. I mean, it's like when Sean McDermott now makes that decision, and he made it clear it's his decision, coach's decision after what happened. And then you go out there and that happens, he can just reinforce that. And it does put in question what happens this week. He just spoke, Sean did, with the media a little while ago. And he was asked the question, of course, about this week, Keon Coleman. He just said, we'll see. We'll take it one day at a time. So, yeah, we'll see where it goes. But, I mean, I wouldn't be stunned if he's inactive again. I mean, they were productive on offense. And this time it doesn't have to be a message only so much as an extension of the message. It could simply be because, hey, we want to keep this train rolling.
There are two new injuries at the position, though.
Right, yeah. Right?
Or new from yesterday.
Hardman left the game early with a calf injury. Curtis Samuel didn't practice today. And you've got, and Palmer was limited. That might just be continuing to ease him in after he missed time. But still, like, maybe an injury is the way back in for Coleman.
Yeah, for sure. It is a walkthrough today with a game on Thursday, right? So, I mean, like, I don't know how much to read into a lot of this. But Hardman, we did know he left the game with a calf injury. And he didn't return. It's 4 days. In his situation, it's basically he's the punt returner, right? I know he did get a couple snaps in, and they did take a deep shot to him. Not really sure how that would impact Keon Coleman, but certainly numbers-wise, you could look at that. Curtis Samuel, another guy that, you know, has dealt with things. We know that, so we'll see. And then the other one you mentioned was Joshua Palmer. And obviously, like you said, it could be just easing him back in. So a lot of guys on the limited list today. Jordan Poyer, Daquan Jones, Christian Benford, Joey Bosa, Terrell Bernard, Taron Johnson, Dorian Williams, Joshua Palmer, Jordan Phillips. Not practicing today through the walkthrough. Dalton Kincaid, Fedarian Mathis, Mecole Hardman, and Curtis Samuel.
With Sal Capaccio for a couple of more minutes, some are calling him our guy, Sal, you and I, Sean Tucker, because he went to Syracuse and you went to Syracuse. And I said on Friday, look out for Sean Tucker. Yep. Only to get Paniadovich on his show over and over today. He's like, who's Sean Tucker? Like, come on,
oh,
Sam.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought we were friends. So, the defense, Sal, I mean, the Bills got away with one yesterday, run on pretty easily in this game. How scary does it look?
It's been scary all year. It has. And I think that, you know, there's been a few games where they've done a nice job, like Carolina. But for the most part, you know, teams have been able to, you know, put up numbers on the Bills. And it's just going to keep happening here. In some regard, I think because of personnel, but they have to do something to try and fix it. But at the same time, you know, I mean, like we've talked about it before, the best way maybe might be have to just outscore everybody. And that's what they did yesterday. And I don't think it's a great formula to have to do every week. You know, you'd love to have that buttoned up a lot more. This is a Buccaneers team that without Bucky Irving hasn't been as good running the ball. I do think that Baker Mayfield getting healthier and him running helped them yesterday, obviously. That hurt the Bills. It's something that hurt the Bills a little bit earlier this year. But Sean Tucker, 106 yards, 5.6 yards a carry. Rashard White, 5.1 yards a carry. I mean, that's just too much. So, yeah, it's concerning. There's no doubt. And you're going to face some teams here who will be able to run the ball a little bit coming up on your schedule. And the weather's starting to turn. So teams are going to have game plans where they're going to want to run the ball and take advantage of that against the Buffalo Bills. So for sure, it's concerning. I did like the way the pass defense played yesterday. And if you do have to choose one or the other to be better at, I would choose pass, but you still give up too much in the run. What really hurt the run, what hurt them against the run yesterday was way too many first and second down decent runs. And that's why the Buccaneers put themselves in very, very good position on third down, and then it becomes a bit unsustainable.
Yeah, I can't imagine, Sal. There's not an easy button fix here, right? I mean, no. There's no personnel to be added, really. I mean, I know they did grab a guy to the practice squad, Fox, late last week, and maybe he plays some role at some point, but that's a rotational depth piece, basically, I think, at this point. I just wonder, like, how hard they're working to try to find something that they can count on. If that's personnel, I don't know. Shaq Thompson is back. Maybe he plays a more of a role in place of one of the linebackers. I don't know. But they just, yeah, it's never been my favorite thing to complain about because, mm-hmm. like you, I'd rather be good at defending the pass. I think that's more valuable. But, man, when a team without their number one running back can run for 200 yards on you in an NFL game, that's not sustainable, I don't think.
No, and right, because the point is, and I've said this many times, it's about controlling the game, right? I mean, you're right. It's not one thing that, like, oh, my God, the run defense. Like, yeah, if teams want to run the ball and you want to make them grind it out, so be it. But when you could control the game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
That's what happens. And you can control first and second down. You put yourself in good position, and that's what happened. Now, as you said, Shaq Thompson back, but he was back last week. He didn't play. He was full last week. He still didn't play. He's full again today. I don't know, you know, what the plan is there, but you would think he'd be on the field at some point. I will say, I do think Terrell Bernard played much better yesterday than what we've seen. He is still dealing with the ankle injury. I mean, he's upfront about it. He's telling us, like, he's dealing with the ankle injury, and he's trying his best to, you know, be available and be ready and be able to do the things he can. He has not had the best year, nothing close to what, you know, I think his standard is, but he is dealing with the ankle injury. There's no doubt about that, and it's impacting him. But I thought yesterday he filled gaps better yesterday than I had seen in several weeks. He had two tackles for loss. He had two pass breakups, which is also an indication because he's around the ball more in the passing game. I thought Jordan Poyer did a nice job, but you know, you also saw a couple times where, you know, that athleticism and age getting to him where he's not in the right spot, but he also came down, he filled the hole nicely. So I agree with you. I don't know what the exact answer is here, what the formula is as far as personnel and guys, like, but getting healthy is one thing, and I think that's the big thing they have to start hoping that they can do.
Just a quick maybe live reaction to this. The NFL just announced a one-game suspension for Ja'Marr Chase spitting on Jalen Ramsey.
And they play the Bengals.
They play New England.
I mean, the Patriots.
They play New England,
the Patriots.
Right.
Yeah.
Great.
Great timing.
Can we appeal?
I know. Yeah.
Right.
Do the Bills have any say in this?
I mean, I know. Exactly, right?
We'd like you to serve the suspension other week.
My immediate reaction is...
Week 15.
First of all...
Yes,
I know that he said he didn't do it, but it's disgusting and absolutely deserves to be suspended for something like that. And my second immediate reaction is, are you kidding me? It's against the Patriots, right? of course it is. So
Week 14 is when the Bengals play here. I should have said week 14.
Right. That's week 15 is when the Bills play the Patriots again, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That would be the fairest if he was suspended for a game that had nothing to do with the playoff picture. All right. Thanks for your time, Sal. I assume we'll talk tomorrow, right? Short week?
Yeah, we'll talk all week, guys. And then, I'll be with you all week at whenever you need me.
Thanks.
All right, you
got it.
Sal Cabaccio on the Westshore Hotline. His appearances are brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Bills now, and not every team has played the same number of games, but rushing yards per game, the Bills rank first in the NFL, and defensively 31st. Only the Bengals have given up more rushing yards per game this year than the Bills have. 803-0550, we'll look for your calls again next and through next hour before Sabres pregame tonight at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Football Monday. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.